All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got to bring up the latest and greatest here, PGA Tour, LIV Tour, and Brooks Koepka. Because, look, I'll lean on the golf elite for this, but I feel like Brooks Koepka is the straw that breaks the camel's back. Now, I'm going to play some audio for you because I can't move forward without taking a look back. Now, there's some pretty widely known audio of Brooks Koepka leading into this weekend's pretty thrilling U.S. Open. And listen to what this man said. And then while you're listening to it, realize less than a week later, he too got on the LIV train. He's living his bet life. He went out and took that moolah. So take a listen to this real quick.
Why have you decided to stay on the PGA Tour, and is that a permanent decision?
I mean, there's been no other option to this point, so where else are you going to go?
LIV.
I mean, as of last week, that's it. I wasn't playing last week, so I'm here at the U.S. Open. I'm ready to play U.S. Open, so, and I think it kind of sucks, too. Y'all are throwing this black cloud over the U.S. Open, and, I mean, it's one of my favorite events, and I don't know. Why you guys keep doing that? But more legs you give it, the more you keep talking about it.
The more legs you give it, you mean like the legs you gave it when you took the money about 10 minutes after that press conference?
Bing
Look,
bong.
Here you want it? I'll give it to you.
Bing bong.
Look, here's the deal. I don't begrudge any of these golfers taking the money. I am unequivocal when I say that. I am not going to make golfers the moral authority. Okay, the United States government does an assload of business in Saudi Arabia. It's just like the NBA thing. No, I don't expect LeBron or James Harden to be the moral authority when, what, $12 billion of owners' investments are in China. Okay, I'm not putting it on these guys. Brooks Koepka, it is being discussed, received $150 million to go to the LIV Tour. Now, my issue is always, why do athletes do this? They paint themselves into a corner. There's no way that you will ever have me believe that Brooks Koepka wasn't already engaged in conversation. So why do it? Why say it where now Brooks Koepka looks like a buffoon? He just does. But here's the more relevant thing. I just wanted people to hear the audio, Rico. Here's where we're at. If you wanted to say that the LIV Tour had a collection of misfit toys, I couldn't argue it. Phil Mickelson's a cartoon character and a gambling addict. All right, Dustin Johnson, he ain't that serious about winning. Bryson DeChambeau, noted douche. Patrick Reed, nobody likes you. Okay, fine. But Koepka is different. Brooks Koepka is one of the five names on tour. And although he doesn't like playing in non-majors, he could care less about the Waste Management Open. He has won four majors in a pretty short period of time. And when people tune in to watch PGA events, Brooks Koepka is one of the five guys they want to see.
Right.
Brooks Koepka is now going to the LIV Tour. I think that this is the one that is as damning as it gets.
See, I think this is the crack in the dam. I think that it can get worse, but when you look at Koepka, he's won the majors, Mike, but recently he hasn't done that well. I mean, I'm looking at it was last 15 tournaments he played in. He missed a cut in six. You talk about the Waste Management. That was the best one he did. He was tied for third. So I think he saw the guaranteed money and said, okay, I don't have to go out here. I'm not playing my best. And he's not a scumbag. He's not, because it was the Bad Boys tour, the right. Live. It was right. Like everybody who everybody hated. They might as well all just wore black. But I think with Brooke, it's the dam cracking. It's guys who are.
That's big, Rico.
Yeah, it's guys who maybe 11 through 30 saying, life's a lot easier with a guaranteed check of $75 million.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because, wait for it, the PGA Tour is now making, this is so NCAA. The PGA Tour, Finkel is Einhorn. They are the same thing. The PGA Tour is now going to move forward with a thing they're calling the Elite Event Series.
NIL?
Right. They're moving forward. They're going to take the top 50 players and do a series of events that have, ready, no cut, and $20 million in prizes.
So they're starting to guarantee some money.
They're basically creating the Live Tour.
It's the same thing the Live Tour's doing.
But I think that's what's going to happen. This was the crack. This was the one where all of a sudden, I think you're going to get more and more people. Golfers who are, like I said, between 11 and 35, you know, they miss the cut maybe 25, 30% of the time. But I could go and get a guaranteed $50 million check for just playing, you know, in 8 tournaments. And you start weighing the cost better. I'm not going to be like, but I got $50 million in the bank. And then if this thing goes south, I can always come back here because people actually like me. I'm not one of these other scumbags that people hate. So I do think that you're going to see more. I don't think they're going to cherry pick the top guys. But start watching 11 through 35.
But you know what? The damage will be done. Yeah. I mean, if we look collectively, think about this. And I need the golf elite on this. 248-539-9797. But when you watch a PGA event, you're rooting against DeChambeau. You're rooting against Patrick Reed. You're rooting for Brooks Koepka. You want to see Mickelson. And whether Mickelson's a con or he's not, it doesn't matter. When you collectively take the names we've discussed, now led by Brooks Koepka, the damage is done. And Rico's right. It's like if you take the top 10 in college football and you separate them out, but you begin to attack the quality of teams 11 through 30, the damage is done to the sport. Mm-hmm. Conferences, okay? We all know Ohio State is the king of the Big Ten. I know, Michigan, I hope you enjoyed your one-night right. stay. The reality is, if Ohio State's good but the rest of the conference is ass,
right.
That's not good for the product, and that's what Rico is setting right. up here, and I happen to agree with it.
Right. Imagine if all of a sudden Michigan State, and Penn State all say, you know what, we're going to jump to another conference.
It would hurt. The damage would right. be seismic to the Big Ten.
And I think that's what you're going to see is those guys, when you can guarantee, man, this is what it took me my entire career to make, and I can make this in one check, you know, that's hard to turn down. And I know people, but it's the tradition and prestige. Man, put yourself in somebody's shoes. Somebody offers you a check for everything that you've made your entire life.
That's right.
In one check.
And if you don't believe Rico, Dustin Johnson had earned about $75 million in his career. He got paid $125 to go to Live. And here's the deal. You know, talking to Evan Jenkins. Evan is a huge golf fan, and Evan runs our website. Evan contributes to our show. You know, Evan made a great point. Now you have the big names, but see, they're beginning to attack the younger players. And by attack, I mean poach them. And just because you don't know the name, no, I'm not talking about the Will Zalatorises of the world. I'm talking about guys you might not know yet, but it's like, it's almost like recruiting. You don't know all the recruits, but when they hit your campus and they put a football helmet on and you go, damn, this kid's good, you start to look at their origin story and learn about them. Mm-hmm. That's what the Live Tour is going to do next. Mm-hmm. Because if you're a James Pyatt, the kid from Michigan State, hey, man, I get it. Like, the PGA Tour is what you grew up dying to be a part of. But then the Live Tour comes around and offers you $10 million bucks right off the rip. There's no cuts.
Right.
I play in every event, and I could finish dead last, drunk, high, and blindfolded and still take home $100,000?
Yeah. I mean, think I get it. I don't know if this is an apples to apples comparison, but for those who want, you're not the golf elite, but you want, maybe this is what happened when Oklahoma and Texas left the Big 12. And now the Big 12 is pretty much Conference USA because you don't have the names in there.
I'll be honest. I think.
But they're going to go to the SEC.
Right. But
and they're not going to be the elite.
I'll give you a better example, though. Isn't this what happened when A&M, Nebraska, and Missouri all left?
Yeah.
It took.
You know what? You're right.
It took the quality. It was
that's
like the,
better. Yep.
Yeah. But it's the same example.
Because they weren't the top teams. Because right. It was always Texas and Oklahoma.
But they took the faces you knew.
But they said, you know what? We're sick of this. Let's go somewhere else. And Nebraska walked away. Yeah. A&M walked away.
And Big 12 was always headed for the point that Oklahoma and Texas, that the league would break. Mm-hmm. I think the PGA is in real trouble here. And so, they've acted too late.
Yeah, I think the dam is cracked. It hasn't gone that way. If they could siphon off maybe five more players like
that. Of the younger players.
Because what will happen, Mike, is, you know, these guys are talking. And so, hey, David, what's it like? You took that money. Was it worth it?
It's green.
And you're it sitting spends. There saying, hey, man, I doubled my entire net worth. One check. You tell me.
David, go ahead.
When we return, I have some audio, not audio. What I'm a sorry. Segue. I have a quote from Brooks Koepka from 2020 that may make this audio we play tame.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.